Hey, namaste, motherfuckers. Thank you so much for being here with me on the Third Eyes Wide podcast. I was not able to get a guest on this week just due to being a little too busy and, you know, the eclipse and all that shit. So the only day I had to get anybody on was Monday. And obviously that didn't happen. So I still wanted to give you guys a little something. Right now we are in Mercury retrograde. And a lot of people don't know what Mercury retrograde is, so I'm going to read a little bit from Google for you. Mercury retrograde is an optical illusion where the planet Mercury looks as if it is moving backwards from our view on Earth. This illusion occurs multiple times a year because it takes 88 days for Mercury to circle the sun compared to Earth's 365 days. So basically what this means, in a metaphysical sense, how it affects us in our lives generally is we go through a lot of miscommunication. So you can expect that when it comes to like signing contracts or anything like that, chances are you're going to miss a paragraph or two or skim through it when you shouldn't. You're not going to generally hear everybody out properly. It can cause a lot of chaos in some people's lives. It can also cause us to have a lot of malfunctions with technology. A lot of people generally show back up in your life that you thought you had once gotten rid of. So like exes, you know, former employees, old friends that, you know, you've parted ways with, they might show back up in your life during Mercury retrograde. And it's almost sort of like the universe being like, hey, do you need this lesson again? Do you want it? Do you need it? And sometimes we say, yeah, we do. We do need that lesson again to remind us how bad it was the first time. But if you catch on and you're like, no, you know, I'm good, then you're good. You don't have to worry about it. But just keep an eye out for that. Keep an eye out for random people who haven't been in your life in a long time showing back up between now and the 25th or whatever. But yeah, they say you shouldn't like move or, you know, change jobs or, you know, sign any sort of contractual agreement during Mercury retrograde. I don't know if I like 100% believe that. I think that you should just do your due diligence and make sure that you have read it thoroughly backwards and forwards and know that miscommunications can happen at this time and move on. But just the point is everybody's subject to this. So when somebody says Mercury's in retrograde, this is what the fuck they're talking about. So be mindful. Protect yourself, protect your energy, protect the new version of who you are, because there's always a opportunity to fall backwards. And that's basically what Mercury retrograde is. So also, I'm going to read a quote. I just picked a random meme out of my phone. And this one is by Alan Watts. It says, "No amount of anxiety makes any difference to what is going to happen." And my God, is that true? As somebody who constantly analyzes and I come up with like 400 million scenarios of how a situation can go, and it absolutely never goes any of those ways, which is insane to me. I've slowly but surely learned, and I'm still working on it. You know, it takes a long time to master your thoughts. I try and stay present in the moment. For me, I find, and for many people, we find that staying present in the moment brings us much more peace and calm. And when I tell you calm is a superpower, it so motherfucking is. Like, the ability to stay calm in any situation, especially when chaos arises, is so incredibly fucking important. And one of the best ways I personally have found to do that is simply by, especially whenever you are in moments of chaos, is by centering yourself. This morning, you know, the wind was blowing real hard and I'm sitting here drinking my coffee and my eyes are just fixated on the trunk of this tree in my yard and how its branches and everything else around it are just moving wildly, and the trunk just stays where it is. It just stays centered. It stays still, immovable. And that's what we need to master with our souls. We need to master remaining centered within our being and not allowing the chaos that goes on in the world around us to affect our calm. And also another way of doing that is by centering your breath. So anytime you find yourself starting to panic and starting to allow the chaos of the world to sink in and sink your ship, just bring your focus back onto your breath. Just slow that breath down. From my perspective, the breath is basically your silver cord. It connects you to your highest self, to your spirit, to God. And the more calm your breath, the more calm your thoughts. So anytime you find yourself just starting to fucking lose it, no matter what it is, whether it be something serious or something silly, just take a moment to take a deep breath and try and put as much focus on calming your breath down as possible. And I can guarantee you it's going to calm you down and it's going to bring you back to your center and it's going to allow you to better navigate the rough waters that you're currently in, whether it be, you know, something serious or just your own thoughts running awry that day. You know, we all struggle. We all struggle with controlling our thoughts and maintaining positive outlook. I feel like all I do with you guys is preach, you know, just everybody love everybody. And of course, it's easier said than done. Even with me, you know, we all have times and moments where we just want to fucking strangle somebody, you know, because they're so fucking dumb. But it's okay. It's all right. You know, just fucking breathe. Most people cannot be changed. And if they do change, they change on their own. You cannot, most of the time, facilitate a change in somebody. And sometimes, honestly, by standing your ground and cutting somebody out of your life whenever, you know, you need to, is honestly the lesson they need to change. So while it may seem cruel and hard to you to do so, because maybe you're the only person in that person's life who, you know, is still around, who's still putting up with their shit, like, unfortunately, sometimes that tough love is what is needed for them for that change within. And it's also needed for you to get your life back to a calm space and a loving space. Because quite frankly, being 35 years old, I'm like, I feel like I'm right in that like midway point where you really realize like how short the ride of life really is. And you learn to protect your peace a lot more. Because, and just, not like not only protect your peace, but give the time that you have to the people who are most important. You know, live your life with no regrets. Don't spend every waking moment of every day hustling, trying to make a dollar. Of course, we all need to live in this fucking world in which requires it. But, you know, balance, dude. Everything comes back down to balance. So, yes, make your money, pay your bills. But then don't be obsessed with gaining more. Like, just relax, just breathe, just enjoy as much of this fucking life as you possibly fucking can. And, you know, it's hard for me to be on here and be solo and talk to myself for a shit ton of time, so this won't be very long, but I wanted to give you guys a little something. I do have a lot more cool interviews coming up scheduled, so don't worry, this is not going to be a continued thing. Every once in a while, though, you know it is going to be like this. I'm a busy person. I can't always get everybody in whenever I want to. Sometimes people cancel on me. Sometimes my life is too busy. And also I don't want to just like beat you over the fucking head with the same old message, like be kind to everybody. So today my message is be kind to your fucking self and give yourself grace. And for me personally, I'll tell you, that's extremely fucking hard for me to do. It's extremely hard for me to give myself grace. So just know you're not alone in your struggle and that it is a struggle and that it is hard. But the more you practice it, the easier it will become. So just go out there and live your beautiful lives the best you can and know that you're going to have bad days and you're going to have struggles. And that's what it's all about, baby. It's all about how you fucking tackle those struggles and those things and you know, rise to the occasion. Don't just fall down and whine and scream like a little fucking child. Like, get the fuck up. Fucking do it. Don't panic. Focus on your breath. Remain centered. Remain calm. Be your own beautiful, amazing, powerful fucking self day in and day out. And the world around you will start to look more beautiful and more calm and more peaceful. And you'll start training yourself to see the lesson and the love in every situation. And sometimes it takes hindsight to see that, you know, in certain situations, it really does. But yeah, so that's it. I love you guys. Enjoy your Mercury retrograde. We will be in it until April 25th, apparently. So be mindful, read things thoroughly. Don't get frustrated at technology for fucking up, and just be good fucking humans out there, y'all. And let's be the change we want to see in the world. So namaste, motherfuckers. I'm out.